If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
It's 10:38. Welcome back in. Time for the Weekend Theater. What's going on stage in Chicago this weekend? Sponsored by Catch 35 Seafood and Premium Steaks. A couple of things to tell you about this week. Probably the biggest theater news this week is the announcement that Hamilton is coming to Chicago. This is probably the hottest show that's on Broadway right now. You can't even get a ticket for this show on Broadway right now, but they just announced this week that Hamilton will be coming to the newly named Private Bank Theater. Was the Majestic, was the Schubert, was the LaSalle Bank Theater, was the Bank of America Theater, and now a brand new name for the little theater that's at 18 West Monroe, right next to State Street, now the Private Bank Theater. Hamilton is the soon-to-be award-winning musical about Alexander Hamilton, one of our founding fathers. That's got sort of a hip-hop and pop, blues, jazz feel to it all. It will open here September 27th of next year. They have not announced when tickets go on sale for this yet, so please stop emailing me asking. The moment that they announce when group tickets will go on sale first, and then individual tickets will go on sale after that, we certainly will mention it to you. But in the meantime, there's still plenty to check out in the Chicago area. And as I was talking about a little bit earlier, and if you watched me on the morning news on TV this week, you heard me talking about A Christmas Story, the musical. We know the movie A Christmas Story, with the the one-legged lamp and the tongue stuck to the lamp post, and the Red Ryder BB gun. You know the whole story on that. A couple of years ago, they adapted this into a musical, which was great. And the Paramount Theater in Aurora now is staging A Christmas Story, the musical, that I saw last Sunday and loved. You may have heard my review where I said it's a must-see, where I said how great the performances are, how great the staging is, how nostalgic it is, everything, just like they do with all the shows at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. Just really, really fantastic. So I cannot recommend this one to you enough, and am so happy to have a couple of the stars of the show with us today. Philip Earl Johnson, who is the Gene Shepard character, that you know from the movie, sort of the narrator, is in with us today. Philip, nice to have you here with us. Good morning.
Thanks, Dean. Good to be here.
Thanks for coming in. And also, Ralphie himself is here this morning. Young Michael Harp takes on this role. And I don't think I've ever seen you just, like, sitting quietly. You never stop moving during the show. You are like a ball of energy during this, right?
Yeah, it's a big energy working show. It's a lot of stuff going on at once.
Yeah, well, welcome. Nice to have you here with
us
as well.
Good to be here.
So are you guys having a ball? Are you having a ball with this show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how can you not? On every level, it's part of our American experience, and we bring it out and throw it out there with a lot more energy and a lot more stuff than was in the movie, and people are really responding to it.
Yeah. How about for you, Michael?
I always love live theater. It's so exhilarating just to get out on that stage and just to hear the audience response to the certain scenes is really fun too. It really gets you excited, and it really just pumps energy through your blood. It's really cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're a theater. How old are you? How old a man
I'm
are
13.
You? You're 13 years old, and you already have quite a bit of theater experience under your belt, don't you?
I have a little bit of theater experience.
Tell us about that little bit of theater experience that you've got under your belt.
This past season, I was just at the Drury Lane Theater, and I played Michael and Billy Elliot there.
Right.
And then last year, I was at the Lyric Opera, and I played Kurt in The Sound of Music, and that was very, very fun.
Yeah, I mean, that was, and you've done a lot more besides that as well, mm-hmm. but just those are just two recent productions that you were in that were pretty enormous productions, both of them pretty enormous productions. And so you thrive off of the energy that you're getting from the audience. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about that. I mean, just like a laugh will bring it on, like applause at certain times will bring that on for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just cool because there's certain scenes like people, you know, the people who really know this show, they come in and then when they're sitting down, they see the certain part of the movie that they remember. Like when they see the flagpole, everyone starts laughing and they're getting excited. And when the chop suey Chinese palace comes in, you hear woo woo from the audience. And they're just so excited from that part because it's something that you remember. And it's really cool. It is a really nice Christmas story that you do remember.
Yeah, and all of this from way before you were born, all of this started. But you get the nostalgia. You obviously understand. You've seen the movie, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, you get what, you know, old people like us, the nostalgia factor that we get.
Yeah, like when they see, like, certain parts of the show, it's really fun.
Yeah, that's exactly the reaction that you get while you're watching the show. I keep calling it a lamppost for some reason. It's a flag post. Thank you for correcting. Thank you for politely correcting me about that. But, the moment that the light comes on and you see the flag pole, big smile comes on your face. Or, you know, the scene where you and your little brother and all the rest of the kids are, you know, going to see Santa, mm-hmm. You get a big smile on your face. I mean, there are so many signature moments in the movie that you now see live on stage that just, you know, put a smile on your face just to see them, much less performed, so well during the show. The how many songs do you sing in the show? Have you counted?
I know that I have three. There's three big songs for me in the first act. And then like for the second act, there's like a couple other songs that I do as duets with other people. And, So there is a lot of singing, but mostly during that singing, it's a lot of moving. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You're pretty much on stage the pretty much the whole time, I think, right?
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun. It really is.
I like that you like it so much. Mm-hmm. Philip, just talk. I mean, you know, you are sort of the anchor of this whole thing as the narrator kind of walking us through the story, you know, as the older version of, Ralphie Collins telling the story of wanting this, this very special gift that'll most certainly put your eye out. you're sort of the anchor, but you must be able to certainly reflect in the kind of excitement that Michael is going through as a young performer like this, right?
Sure. I think that helps me to connect Gene to Ralphie. And that's the thing that's different about the musical than is about the movie, is that Gene isn't an offstage character. He's an onstage character. And as we were rehearsing and as we were discovering the connection between Gene and Ralphie, is that it worked better, that the more Gene was feeling the feelings that Ralphie is feeling, the more excitement and the more involved and integrated the narration with the musical part of the show was. So that bringing those two together, it pumped up the excitement. And also, you know, it that sort of really hyper invested narration was needed to fill the space, because it's a big space to fill.
Yeah. What about working in this amazing theater? I mean, it's truly one of the magnificent theaters that we have in the Chicago area.
Truly.
For us as audience members, when you come in, it's overwhelming when you see gorgeous theater. Same for you guys I've never actually been on stage and looked out. I'm going to have to sneak into your show sometime.
Please do, anytime.
Yeah. I would make a wonderful elf in the Santa suit.
I
look good in green tights. A lot of people don't think that's true of a big bald man, but I would be fantastic in that role.
Yeah. You know, it's over. Like, the kids always come in through the front of the house. Front of the house means, you know, the way the audience comes in.
Yeah.
And like, we Ike did the other day, and I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot, because we always enter through the stage door, which is the back, you know, right. The back where the servants come in, right?
Yeah.
So we come in, I came in the front with the kids, I'm like, oh yeah, this is magnificent. Right. Like, I don't see it from this angle anymore. And I remember the very first time I came in there when I was with my son, and we just looked at it like, holy moly, look at this place. Until you go and see this treasure, and I'm a bit of a fan of old theaters and
right.
actor biographies, that kind of, that's my passion. And so to be able to play in this theater with so much history, Sinatra's played there, Tony Bennett, you name Red Skelton, you name someone in the past, they've played at this theater. There's a lot of history.
Yeah, I wonder if it makes a difference, because I mean, this was built as a performing arts theater in 1931. Very different from a lot of theaters that exist now that probably you both have played in, which are much smaller stages, smaller houses. Does it make a difference to your performance when you're working on a huge stage like this, as opposed to like the Drury Lane, which is certainly a respectable size stage, but it's a smaller venue?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot more space to move around. You get to, like, the energy from your character, you know, just spreads out even farther to, like, both ends of the stage. And it really is grand, too, just to have that big audience look, because you really feel something that's very magical when you're on a big stage.
Yeah, same for you, Philip?
Yeah, it really, it also technically, like last year I was in a show in the bookstore at Writers Theater. There's only 50 seats in that house, so right. the response is immediate. In a seat in a theater with 1,900 seats, it takes a little bit of time for it all to register. So you have to wait. You have to be aware of the energy that goes out, and it takes a little bit longer for it to go back, to come back to you. So you have to be aware technically that it isn't – every space is different. No matter where you go, you just have to acclimate. It's not hard, but you do have to be aware of it.
It's different. You know, I never really thought of that. It's like when you're waiting for audience reaction in a small theater, you know, you're practically from the audience, you know, as close as you and I are right now. but in gigantic theaters, I guess it does take a little time.
It takes time. Things
to roll back and forth, and you have to adjust your timing that way, don't you?
Absolutely. Like, for example, one narration that I have, there's a very fun thing that flies down towards the end. I don't want to say it because I don't want to ruin it, but there's this moment, and the way it flies
It's a meteor. Spoil it for everybody. It's a meteor. No, it's
as
not.
It comes down, the people in the first five rows see it, so the laugh starts there. And as it comes down,
yeah.
you can feel and hear the laugh move all the way to the back of the house.
Yeah.
And I have to wait. I have to get my line in before that starts. So
yeah.
I have to. And that's just one example of many little subtle timing things that you have to account for, the huge scenery that comes on
right.
in a show like this, and the audience reaction. There's many different elements to a show that you have to account for.
Yeah, it's so well done. I mean, it's always amazing to me how you know, the performers, the production people, the set people, just how everything has to move bang 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 all at the same time, and done so beautifully in this show. Christmas Story, the musical, is playing out at the Paramount through January the 3rd, and you're going to perform a song for us, right?
Yeah.
Which one are you going to do for us?
Red Ryder, BB Gun.
Ah, the old Red Ryder, BB Gun.
Yes.
You'll put your eye out. We'll get to that coming up next, 10:51 on WGN. Michael Harp, who is Ralphie on the show, Philip Earl Johnson, Gene Shepherd, the narrator, with us on WGN. Red Ryder, BB Gun song coming up next on WGN. This is Dean Richards, Sunday Morning on WGN. Our Week in Theater segment this week is featuring a couple of the performers from the brand-new production Christmas Story, the musical, that's at the Paramount Theater in Aurora, playing there through January the 3rd. Saw this show, loved the show, can't wait for you to see the show. And also, can't recommend it enough for kids of all ages, by the way. I mean, there are, you know, just nothing but kids in this show, and I think your children, your grandchildren will also enjoy seeing that. The theater is at 23 East Galena in the heart of downtown Aurora, the beautiful Paramount, ParamountAurora.com for more, or 630-896-6666. And Ralphie himself is here this morning, 13-year-old Michael Harp, and also Gene Shepherd, the narrator. Philip Earl Johnson, also with us in studio this morning. I won't say your age, Philip, unless you really want me to. So.
Your choice.
I don't know your age, so I also won't do it for that reason. But set up the song, the Red Ryder BB Gun, Red Ryder Carbine Action BB Gun song. What do we need to know? If somebody hasn't seen the movie, and they don't know what all this is all about, set it up for us a little.
This is the part of in the movie where they were downtown and they're. There's all the people there, and they're looking at all the gifts inside the window at Higby's department store, and Ralphie sees the gun for the first time, and he's been thinking about it, and now his love of this gun is now coming out through this song.
All right, so guys, take it away. It's Michael Harp and Philip Earl Johnson.
The fever was well upon me. For months, I had thought about a Red Ryder air rifle, and now, there it was, the real thing.
You don't need a steed to be a cowboy, no. You're not a hero just by galloping off in the sun. What you really need to be a cowboy, fearless, keeping bandits trembling on the run. It's a Red Ryder Carbine Action BB Gun.
That's right, boys. If you want to keep your homestead free from villains, I give you Old Blue.
See me standing guard up at my window. I'll protect the neighborhood so outlaws are always outdone. And I'll bombard them from that window. Show those weasels how the Wild West was won. Bang! Bang! With a Red Ryder Carbine Action BB Gun. Taken by a pack of goons. My class might be invaded by raccoons. The kids will hurry down the hall. This tiger's trying to eat them all, but they would be okay. I'd zoom in and save the day. And the girls will sigh and say, oh, lovely. When you're big and brave like me, no bully can ever make fun. The guys are crying, Cowboy Ralphie! While my dad is yelling, that boy, he's my son. With a Red Ryder Carbine Action BB Gun. But it's almost near, they're getting close. Counting down, the clock is set. Don't know how, don't know who, but I just know I gotta get a Red Ryder Carbine.
A Red Ryder Carbine. With a compass in the stock.
Red Ryder Carbine Action BB Gun.
How about that? Fantastic, you guys. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you coming in. Sounding great. We thank Philip Earl Johnson and Michael Harp. Ralphie, great job. How you doing there, singing those high notes at this hour of the morning?
Fun.
He loves this.
He sure does.
I love this. I love that enthusiasm. It's fantastic. And two shows today, right?
Yep, yeah. Coming up.
1 o'clock and I want to say 5:30, something like that?
Yeah, 1 and 5:30, so we got to get out to Aurora.
All right. Well, thank you for doing your first number today for us.
Yeah.
And check out Christmas Story, the musical. It's at the Paramount Theater in Aurora through January 3rd. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Quick break, and we'll update the news next on WGN.